This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We are kicking off another episode here where you may take control of the airwaves. If you like, do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Brett.
And Mark.
Brett's here, courtesy of the School Sucks Project. We'll talk about that here a little bit more shortly. And, of course, take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Brett, you've been following the story of this psychopath who we discussed to some extent over the weekend here on Free Talk Live, the man who apparently stabbed his roommates to death, allegedly.
Yes.
And then also allegedly went on a shooting rampage to some extent, shooting multiple people in Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. So this happened on Friday, and during the day on Friday, I was actually in the process of recording a podcast for School Sucks on the topic of isolation. And then I took a break from that and went to the old news feed and started to hear about this story. And I realized this could turn into a much larger topic, and I paused. And, you know, I was hoping we could actually go through one of the articles that I was using together.
Sure.
It's from BBC Future, and it's called How Extreme Isolation Warps the Mind. And, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to pursue this as a topic is sometimes I feel like I might isolate a little bit too much, you know.
That you yourself self-isolate?
Yeah, well, see, so there's a big difference between being antisocial, like Elliot Rodger is antisocial, and asocial, where I think sometimes you just prefer to be by yourself.
I mean, doesn't everybody at some point need to have some alone time?
Well,
I mean,
that's the thing. There's
humans are very social animals in general.
Like, yeah.
If you don't have contact with others, it can be very bad, and I'm sure we're going to get into that. But this, on the other hand, that does need to be balanced, right?
So, yeah, so one of the things that I try to be conscious of, and I talk a lot about it on my show in life, is balance, right? So we can certainly derive a lot of personal meaning from a certain pursuit or a certain activity, but it could, you know, be weighted down too heavily as far as the emotional, financial time investment, you know. So people, one of the most common examples is being a workaholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
People who are deriving too much meaning in life from work, right? So the rest of the life is out of balance. So I'm somebody who works from home, mostly alone, where even though I'm interviewing people, there's very little eye contact, there's not so much face-to-face, and I started trying to just, you know, figure out how much time I was actually spending alone every week, and why I spend time alone, and how that might affect a man to spend that much time alone. So, I mean, I know you're pretty social. You're out a lot, and
but I'm also in a lot. I mean, I sit in here in this studio, and I happen to have Daryl come in to make phone calls with me in the morning.
Right,
but that didn't always occur. It used to be that it was mostly me by myself. Of course, I'm talking to people on the phone, but again, not quite the same.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Mark?
I
got the family at home all the time.
Yeah. But 3 months out of the year, the family's down in Florida.
Okay.
And I sit at home alone, and oftentimes I'm trying to shoo them out of my office anyway. No, I can't help you with your little project, Laura. No, Jack, Daddy's on the phone. You know, that kind of thing. So I'm clawing for more alone time, it appears.
Well, but so let's go back a little further then, too. There are periods maybe in the past where you spent more time without positive social interactions?
I don't know what positive social interactions are, but
you know, ones that are you enjoy, that are, you know, beneficial.
No, not really. I mean, I've always been a social creature, and you know, I sought people out. Less so now as I'm getting older, but in the past, you know, I always did.
When I lived in Florida before I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I definitely didn't have as much socializing going on as I do today, or as I did as soon as I made the move to New Hampshire. But it didn't bother me. I wasn't unsatisfied or bummed out or depressed or anything like that. So I guess it doesn't, you know, that didn't get to me. I still had friends and I still had things that I did. I just have more of it now. I can do more.
Yeah, but see, I don't even think that isolation is necessarily tied to depression or low self-esteem. I mean, I look across all the areas of my life and I feel pretty good, you know, but I'm wondering if I am spending too much time alone, is there some, or if anybody is there some negative psychological effect that we're not necessarily conscious of? You know when you feel bad, right? I don't feel bad. I feel pretty darn good most of the time. But
I know when I don't exercise enough, I get kind of run down and yucky feeling.
Sure.
But I won't know that that's what's happening until long after I should have been exercised. You know what I mean? Like, I can really sort of get deep into it, into the periods when I should have been exercising. I was like, oh, yeah, this is because I haven't been exercising regularly. And I think that it might, what you might be alluding to here is that you might, you know, by being alone too long, you get in sort of a depressive cycle and not even realize that that's what's happening to you.
I can see that that would all be the case, but there seems to be, to me, to be a difference, a big difference between isolation and choosing alone time for oneself, or putting oneself into a circumstance where one should expect to be alone, you know, at a job, a solitary job, or whatever, whereas if you are isolated from others without your consent, I think that's when the real problems of isolation, you know, come on, because I can be as social as I would like to be. There's always things that anybody can, right? Like, there are always things you can do. You can go join a knitting club or something like that. There's something that you can do to go out and be social. Join a networking group. There are all kinds of things that can be done. But if you're forced into isolation without your consent, say if you're in jail and they put you in solitary confinement.
Yes.
That's, to me, true isolation, where you desire the interaction with others, but you can't have it.
Well, it's not that you just desire the interaction. You have to have it. As a human being,
yes.
There's a certain level of human contact. You have to have it. If you don't get it, it's unhealthy, and it's going to spiral downward pretty quickly. And solitary confinement in prisons, most people, maybe people don't know, prisons tend not to be solitary places at all.
Right. No, you usually have to break the rules in order to get put into solitary.
That was one of the things I wanted to ask about, because I'm wondering if that's a different type of isolation, where something that I don't think I've ever been in that situation. I mean, maybe here and there for short periods of time, where you're surrounded by other human beings, but there aren't any positive social interactions. Maybe it's not like
that. Are you talking about being in general population in jail?
Yeah.
Oh, there were plenty of positive interactions.
I think there would be. Maybe it didn't feel that way at first. I don't know.
Now, I don't know what Mark's prison experiences was like, but in jail in Cheshire County, it's almost like being at boys camp. I mean, it's not so bad.
Yeah, good boys camp.
Yeah, they're not that good. I mean, some of these guys aren't good boys. But
no, but I mean, like a fun, not a good boys
right.
camp, but a quality, fun boys camp. Like,
I wouldn't go that far with it. I wouldn't say quality, fun, but you could get positive experiences out of it.
You wouldn't pay $300 to spend a week there. No.
I know.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But there are jails where you can do that. Actually, I was reading prison legal news. Entirely unrelated at this point, but I was reading Prison Legal News, which is a great little publication you can get sent to yourself if you are in jail. And there was a story in there about these prisons for luxury people, like somewhere they will send Christian Slater, somebody who's got a lot of money. They can actually pay something like $100 a day in order to be in like an upgraded kind of capacity, where in some prisons they'll have access to an exercise bike, a laptop, a smartphone, for instance. Apparently these things actually exist. I don't think they exist in New Hampshire.
None of that really inconvenient sodomy thing that can go on. And
yeah, you know,
a larger
cell, electricity.
Goodfellas
like
jail, right? Goodfellas jail. You remember in Goodfellas?
I watched it.
Whoa. see Goodfellas, 1990, directed by Martin Scorsese, rated R. So they're all in jail. They're all mobsters, but they're connected. So they're all in jail together, and they've got like wine and bread. And,
oh yeah.
So that's Goodfellas jail.
I almost feel like these those stories really do a disservice to people who are in jail today, because, you know, I was in jail and had some wine and some bread, but I brewed my wine with
potato skins,
with,
right?
With the juice that I bought in the canteen.
Let's come back and we'll talk about isolation on the way. You can share your experience at 855-450-FREE.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Inns Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvalueinn.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
You know Lumber Liquidators for having the best selection of flooring at the lowest prices. And right now, you can buy one floor and get 50% off another on their thickest and best Dream Home laminates. No games, no gimmicks, just huge savings off already ridiculously low prices. Plus, get great deals on pre-finished hardwood and Morningstar bamboo. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store nearest you. Special financing is available. But hurry, this buy one, get one sale ends Tuesday, June 3rd.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype. Have you had experience with isolation and what the effects are of that? They are not very good. We're going to get into the discussion in more detail here with Brett from the School Sucks Project. And again, don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the website completely free. So enjoy all of those. Again, freetalklive.com. So blockchain.info, great website to go and get your own Bitcoin wallet, your own personal Bitcoin wallet, which is really handy and works great on an Android device. I've got an app for Android. If you don't have Android, if you're using a laptop or an iPhone or something like that, you can just use their website, and they've got a great web wallet as well. It makes it really easy. Blockchain's got something new. It's a merchant wallet, which means that when it's installed on your favorite Android device, you go into this new merchant wallet. You can receive money with the merchant wallet, but your employees will not be able to send money with the merchant wallet, which is that's a pretty important feature when you're talking. I'm sorry, you know, yes, you want to trust all your employees. I get that. But the truth is, most of the heists in business are done by employees. So it's just not a good idea to allow your employees access to your bank account. And so that's one of the things that the merchant wallet doesn't do.
Good fences make for good neighbors.
Yeah, and in addition to that, if you've ever tried to get any kind of merchant services as a business owner before, you know how big of a hassle it can be. You've got to apply, you've got to be approved, you've got to jump through all kinds of hoops, there's agreements, there's terms of service, there's liability. Not with blockchain.com. You just go and download the app. There's no terms of service, there's no ID requirements, they don't even care who you are. You just go and download the app and start using it, and there's zero fees on top of that. So check it out at blockchain.com. So, Brett, let's jump into the story here about the isolation.
Yeah, you actually had a good segue when you were talking about forced isolation, right? Like from being in jail, because
right.
That's...
to me, that's real isolation. If you are... Was it Thoreau who went and shut himself off in the woods? He went away for a while?
As I understand it, when his clothes got dirty, we went back to mom's house, and that he'd go sometimes off into town to get meals and that
he
kind
would,
of thing.
He would, huh? Okay, but, so he did have interaction with people there.
Yeah, like I'm thinking that, you know, the pitch behind Walden is mm-hmm. that he went off into the woods. However,
not so much.
He didn't get that far.
Yeah. So, but I think the people who isolate
themselves. Lots of vigorous walks into town.
People who isolate themselves for short periods of time, I don't think that would be as damaging because then you've chosen to do it to yourself.
Sure. But, I mean, I still think, I don't want to call it consequences, but there's definitely effects of doing that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I realized, I think it was back in.
You might be more likely to walk around naked, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then you just have to remember when you go out that door.
I'll need pants.
If you're going into town, yep. You can't walk there naked.
Grab those pants.
Actually, you could if you were in Brattleboro or Vermont, for instance. Actually, I think Brattleboro had a town ordinance against it. But in Vermont, you can walk around completely naked from most places to most places in Vermont.
This is not legal advice.
So I'll be a little revealing here with my pants on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time back in December when I realized I hadn't talked to anybody in like 4 days.
Mm.
I hadn't talked to another person, and it wasn't even like a thing that I was conscious of. I just hadn't. I was by myself, staying by myself, hadn't talked to a soul in 4 days. And I think when people have these long periods of isolation, voluntary or otherwise, it was totally voluntary. I mean, I could always,
yep.
You know, pick up the phone or get on Skype and do as close to face-to-face as possible with a friend far away. You start to act bizarre.
You know, say things
you
out
start,
loud.
You start to say
to
things
yourself.
Out loud. Yes, you do. Sounds like...
this happens for other people when they are 4 days separated from people.
I'm glad we're having this conversation, okay? Because then, also, if you're not being social, like the three of us are right now, and there's plenty of people listening to us as well, if we're not getting this out there, then you start to say, well, gosh, I'm really weird. There might be something wrong with me. I talked to myself all day, and I said some pretty strange things.
I think it must be odd if somebody, like, caught me,
right.
You know, just happened to be around when I start talking to myself, because I'll just have an outburst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too. I've been caught. So now we're connecting. We're identifying. We're face-to-face, eye contact, the three of us, and this is very healthy. But if this goes on and on and on, you start to get, well, a little crazy. You start to feel a little crazy. right? So I...
Well, other people can be grounding, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I forget who it was, a comedian years ago, says living alone is dangerous because there's nobody there to say, hey, man, why are you doing that?
Right.
That's weird. That's a really weird thing that you're doing. Yeah, I think we need...
Well, I don't think, you know, this whole idea of living alone is rather unique to the North American continent. You know, the idea that you're somehow supposed to have your own place with your own toilet and your own bed and you know, your own door and all that stuff. It's nice to have a room, certainly, mm-hmm. but everywhere else in the world, humans live with other humans, and usually they're in family units, no doubt. Why shouldn't people that love each other live in the same, you know, same building? But, I think this problem we're talking about might be uniquely American.
That's actually a really interesting point, and this is one of the things that I've learned from my conversations with the historian that I always mention on the show. We're doing a history series right now, and he talks about the nuclear family. Right. As a Puritan American kind of thing. Right. That here the phrase he used was people, husband and wife with the children raising the family on an island, and not a literal island, but a sort of financial and social island, that we live in this unit by ourselves. Well, immigrants were often criticized for, like, oh, my goodness, there's so many of them.
Yeah, they're rolling in with grandma in tow, you know, and the whole thing. Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because, you know, smart. People say it takes a village or whatever to raise kids, and I don't think that's an entirely untrue statement, because I don't think that a couple is really cut out for raising kids. I mean, yeah, my wife has one child, no, you know, real job, as it were, at 18. I don't know what terminology to use in this circumstance.
Well, hold on a second. I mean, she works
busy.
For you. She works with you. And she's
yeah,
busy
maybe 2 hours a week she puts in on Free Talk Live. The rest of the time she's, you know, doing food in the garden and taking care of the kid and whatever errands she has to run and that kind of thing. So,
and when you say, maybe when you say real job, and maybe I'm trying to soften the blow of the trouble that you would get in if I was your wife and I heard you say that, real job, like you get in a car at 7:45 because you have to be somewhere at 8:15 and you answer to a boss and you sit at a desk and you get a paycheck on Friday through direct deposit and you have health insurance. Like, maybe that's real job.
Even less than that, she could have her own home business that she runs, but she doesn't have a money generating job, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I get what you're saying. So, I think that, that is something that might be uniquely American, because we're all supposed to be in these little boxes, so to speak, you know, next to each other. And you can wave and you can admire Jim's lawn, mm-hmm. but you're not really, a community like I think communities once existed in this country and in other cultures.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that community is going away. Like, I've had neighbors that I've lived in very, very close proximity to, like in condos and stuff, didn't even know their names.
Wow. You know, that was definitely true for me in Florida. Here, I at least know the names of most of my neighbors.
Yes.
It's a little bit better here, I think, but still, it's easy to be disconnected. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733, the effects of isolation. We continue.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And please, if you have an experience with isolation, whether it was self-imposed or whether it was imposed upon you without your consent, that's what we've been discussing so far this hour. Brent, you have a story, and I haven't asked you yet. What is the source of your story about the isolation that we have yet to really dig into?
Sure. It comes from the website BBC Future,
Okay. So
British Broadcasting Company. And this is the future section of their website. It's called How Extreme Isolation Warps the Mind.
We are going to get into that in just one moment. But first,
Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're all killing the mortgage industry. But the mortgage minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways around these rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look pretty good. Stated income loans are back. These really weren't the problem with the mortgage crisis anyway. So go state your income, truthfully, obviously, and get a loan. Rates are great. It's never been easier to get a loan. If you need to refinance or get cash out, call the mortgage minute guy. It's MortgageMinuteGuide.com, 1-866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuide.com, 1-866-288-0088. 888-288-0088.
So let's jump into it, shall we?
Yeah, I like this because it takes a scientific angle with this topic, and I think it's important. Like, we can all imagine why this could be bad, and we talked about maybe some of the funny, weird things that we do, but there are obviously more serious consequences for more extreme situations people mm-hmm. might find themselves in. So it begins, when people are isolated from human contact, their mind can do some truly bizarre things, says Michael Bond. Why does this happen? Sarah Shord's mind began to slip after about 2 months into her incarceration. She heard phantom footsteps and flashing lights and spent most of her day crouched on all fours, listening through a gap in the door. That summer, the 32-year-old had been hiking with two friends in the mountains of Iraqi Kurdistan when they were arrested by Iranian troops after straying onto the border with Iran.
Hmm.
Accused of spying, they were kept in solitary confinement.
Spies are busy, testing out your rocky trails on the border.
Well, yeah, you're right.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. It's very political. You were right. They are used as props, I think.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they are. I mean, the United States should grab Canadians that wander across the border and say, "You're spying!" Hold them for ransom or something. That's going to make for good international relations. Look, I'm no fan of the way Iran's treated in international politics, but crap like this certainly doesn't help.
Sure, sure. Accused of spying, they were kept in solitary confinement in Evin Prison. Now that's Evin, E-V-I-N, the name of the prison in Tehran, each in their own tiny cell. She endured almost 10,000 hours with little human contact before she was freed. 10,000 hours, that's two-thirds of a public school education, by the way, in hours.
Yes.
That's quite a chunk of time. One of the most disturbing effects was the hallucinations.
10,000 hours divided by 24 is 416 days.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder, what would they lose out on, the imprisoners? And this...
What would who lose out on?
What would they lose out on by letting people just be in cells together? Really? What's the problem? Why couldn't you put a few people together?
Well, because you want somebody to go crazy. I mean, when you put somebody
right.
into
That's
isolation, you
it's
know
psychopathy.
The effects. But the people who run these prisons, it's not like they're ignorant to the effects of isolation on human beings. They fully are aware of how significant this is.
I never thought I'd say this, but in defense of the Iranian secret police or whatever, maybe they really thought that. Now, I know we this sounds silly and political, but maybe the people tasked with running the prison or watching them really believed that they were spies, regardless of what the Iranian government's agenda was.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing with people that you think are spies and you're just, person on the floor in the prison, your job is to break the spy.
But here's a little clue for the people that want to break spies around the world. Put somebody in the cell that's in fact a Confederate.
Yeah, and get them to talk.
Get them to talk. Get it recorded. Put recording devices in the cell so that the conversations are recorded and they're on audio for everyone to hear.
By the way, this is a tactic that the police have used in the past, and if you're in a jail cell and someone comes in and starts asking you questions, probably be a good idea to not give them information.
It's an expensive tactic, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, consider for a second the level of commitment that you would have to have.
As an agent, you mean?
As an agent of whatever, to go in and spend a week, a month, many months in a prison. I mean, that's a high level of commitment.
True.
That level of commitment generally is going to be rewarded with a commensurate amount of money. And so this tactic is really only going to be employed in circumstances where they actually believe they have a spy and not some American that they're torturing the crap out of.
Now, remember, it can also be cheap, though, too, because you have maybe in a general population or somewhat general population, you have a bunch of guys who, in many cases, are probably looking for lesser
sentences.
That's
a good point.
If you have recorded devices, now, I don't trust a convict to just say,
no, that was my third example.
Yeah.
That was my third example, is it's also very inaccurate. So there was
hold on. In the jail I was in, there's a recording speaker and microphone in every single cell. The agents in the control room, if they want to turn on your cell and listen in on whatever conversation you're having and record it, That's a matter of a few button presses for them.
Right.
No problem.
Crazy.
So this was the story with Ramzi Youssef, who was allegedly the mastermind of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Supposedly, there was a mobster who was in very close proximity, either in the same cell or the cell next to him.
Is this the guy that's blind, the blind sheik?
No. He was just a mobster.
Okay.
The blind sheik is...
You don't need to know his name.
Yeah, okay, good. I forget it. But that's somebody else. So they said that that was how they wound up getting a bunch of information about Ramzi Youssef. Mm-hmm. But you also have to think that they want information about somebody like Ramzi Youssef, so they might be more willing to, take or kind of take at face value false information from somebody trying to lower their sentence. In fact, not to go onto a complete tangent here, but most of what we were told about Osama bin Laden was delivered to the district attorney's office in Manhattan by a guy who was on the run from bin Laden because he owed him money, and they wanted to use RICO, the racketeering statute that they used to go after organized crime against bin Laden. And in order to do that, they had to prove that he was the head of an organization. And this guy who was on the run from bin Laden and trying to dodge some legal matters of his own helped them kind of concoct this story about Osama bin Laden being the mastermind of a James Bond villain terrorist organization, which may or may not exist, but that's the topic for another time.
Didn't seem like it. I mean, Al-Qaeda seemed to do just fine without bin Laden in charge. We were told he's in charge all the time, and,
Well, terrorism seemed to do just fine, and the question is whether or not Al-Qaeda was real, but that is certainly very unrelated to the matter at hand here. So I can continue.
Please.
So it's quoting Shord, the woman who was captured. In the periphery of my vision, I began to see flashing lights, only to jerk my head around and find that nothing was there, she wrote in the New York Times in 2011. At one point, I heard someone screaming, and it wasn't until I felt the hands of one of the friendlier guards on my face trying to revive me that I realized the screams were my own. We all want to be alone from time to time to escape the demands of our colleagues or the hassle of crowds, but not alone alone. For people, prolonged social isolation is all bad, particularly mentally. We know this not only from reports by people like Shord, who experienced it firsthand, but also from psychological experiments on the effects of isolation and sensory deprivation, some of which had to be called off due to extreme and bizarre reactions of those involved.
Yes, like the Stanford Prison Experiment. We'll come back with more here in moments, and you can share your thoughts, any observations, experiences you have with isolation. We'll continue the discussion. 855-453 is the toll-free number.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more are wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's brought to you by ProXPN, by the way. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of ProXPN, what is it? It is a global virtual private network, and you can go and get started for free. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can just grab their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices as well. If you're a Linux user, you will need to contact their support department. They'll send you some info on how to get it working. It's actually pretty simple. It's just not on their website. You just have to ask them. proxpn.com/FTL. Go and get started, and then when you're ready, move up to the premium account, because with their free account, you don't get the unlimited bandwidth. With the premium account, not only do you get unlimited bandwidth, but you also get servers around the world to which you can connect. You can privately torrent with their premium account. They help protect you by encrypting your data connection, meaning that your internet service provider cannot know what you're doing as soon as you start using ProXPN. If you're not using ProXPN right now, your ISP is likely snooping on you. They likely know every single website that you're visiting and every search term that you enter, and they're probably logging it for up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL and getting started. When you're ready to upgrade to the premium account, use our discount code FTL20 and you'll get 20% off for the lifetime of your account. And if you use that FTL20 code on the annual plan, it breaks the price down to $5 per month. Great deal and great privacy protection. There's also a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep online records of your habits or offline records. They don't keep any records of your online habits at proxpn.com slash FTL. So let's go to the phones here. We'll talk more about isolation and its effects here in a moment, because we still have just kind of, even though we've spent the whole hour on it, we've kind of barely scratched the surface. Ty, you're on the line in Tennessee, though, and what's on your mind tonight? Ty in Tennessee, going once. Actually,
you're
muted. Now I can. Go ahead.
Hey, I was calling because I was listening on the listen lines and heard Brett, and it just reminded me of a conversation that's been going on Facebook based upon one of the School Sucks podcast Q&A episodes with Thaddeus Russell.
Yeah.
Where he was talking about the non-aggression principle, and I guess he had never heard of it before he went to one of the deals up there in New Hampshire.
Liberty Farm, but, he spoke there, Liberty, I think, last year, and somebody asked him about it after he spoke, yeah.
What is the non-aggression principle, before we go on with this conversation?
Ty,
well, the non-aggression principle is basically a moral foundation for, I guess, what we'd call the American brand of libertarianism that says that aggression, initiation of physical force is wrong, whether it's against a person or their property. So it's a moral foundation for social interactions.
Sounds right.
All right. So what about?
Well, the way that the discussion was going with Thaddeus Russell, he was basically talking about a libertarianism, I think, that doesn't need it, that he thinks that the non-aggression principle is superfluous, that really all you need is self-interest, and that, like I said, that the non-aggression principle is superfluous. And I was just wondering what Brett's thoughts might be on this.
Is that, Brett, just to recap, is his recap appropriate to what Thaddeus said? Obviously, Thaddeus isn't here to...
Yeah, I think it is. And you know, I'm not terribly well-versed. I would think that the go-to source for really trying to understand the connection between, you know, the logic of this and the morality of this would be something like The Ethics of Liberty by Murray Rothbard, which I have not read. I'm somewhat familiar, or I was at one point in the past more familiar with the arguments in that book. But I think that it is obviously preferable from just a self-interest point of view to not aggress against other people, because sooner or later that fails. Sooner or later, that's not going
to
work.
Well, hold on. It seems to work pretty well for the politicians.
Ah, but that's because... all right. So, yeah, let's add some detail. With this mythology that's superimposed on society, yeah, as long as that mythology is there, it works very well.
Meaning that they should be obeyed and observed.
Right.
Well, that somehow they're superior, or they're representatives,
smarter,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So if I could superimpose that kind of mythology on even just, say, a neighborhood, like I could get everybody in a neighborhood to believe that I have the best ideas for education. So when I show up at their door with a bag for them to put their money in and a gun in the other hand just in case, I'm like, oh, well, yes, it's for the kids, you know, if I could superimpose that mythology on people. But I can't, because I don't control the schools. I don't have, you know, access and control over the channels of information like the state does and like the state has had for a long time. So without that mythology, it wouldn't work. Because people would be like, and it's the point we make all the time. Who are you, TSA agent? Who are you, cop, to think you're just a human being trying to aggress against another human being? You know, your badges don't grant extra rights and all that. So, but because of that mythology, they're easily able to get away with that.
Yeah, I think that there seems to be a particular brand of, I think, left libertarianism in the U.S. that's of this idea that the self-interest is all that's needed, and that the non-aggression principle actually is superfluous or has holes in it or something like that.
Yeah, the other part of,
I think,
just real quick, the other part of Thaddeus Russell's left libertarianism is that he's making a historical argument that all property rights, historically anyway, are enforced by the state. Right. So he wouldn't see it's hard for him to see how property would work in a completely voluntary society.
I would further say that that self-interest is, I agree that self-interest is all that's needed. However, that doesn't explain things to people. And we're trying to explain things to people in a way they can grok it.
Absolutely.
You know, there was a study that I talked about on air here that 4% of people believe that they are in the 50 percentile below average in intelligence, which is to say that 46% of people who are dumber than average believe that they are in fact not. So you have to explain things in a way that people can understand them easily. Self-interest says, I guess I should do whatever the hell I want to do, to somebody who doesn't take the time to consider that, you know, you need to treat people the way you want to be treated if you want to be treated well, and that kind of thing. So when you give the non-aggression principle, it's easy. It's one sentence that you don't aggress against people for political or social gain. And really, it can just be, you know, brought down to you should not initiate force. Force is stealing or hurting people or committing fraud against them.
And after you make that argument, sorry, Ty, one more thing real quick. And after you make that argument to a statist, you're really just doing grief counseling after that, right? Because you've won the moral argument, and they know it more often than not. And that's one of the things why one of the reasons why the non-aggression principle is so valuable, because it exposes the state. And I think that's part of what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So that's the value, I think, is that it's a great teaching tool and it's a great persuasive tool for us.
Yeah, nobody argues the non-aggression principle when you say it.
Right.
It's when you apply it to the crap they think that then, oh my goodness, wait!
Yeah, right.
And I think that's therein lies the problem, and I think this is where the left libertarian critique of the non-aggression principle holds water, is it's hard to find a good definition of what really constitutes aggression. Such as another example, using Thaddeus Russell at that Liberty Forum, the deal was that they were smoking weed at the hotel, and that was against the rules, so they violated the property rights of the hotel. Well, that's not really an act of aggression, because there's no harm done. There's no damage done to property. There's no physical damage done to any individual. The people that own the hotel are free to kick them out for smoking weed there and violating their rules, but it's not really an act of aggression to smoke weed against their rules.
Well, I think there are plenty of valid critiques of the non-aggression principle, and I think the number one critique from my perspective is it doesn't go far enough to describe how people should interact with one another. It's just a baseline starting point.
It's a baseline starting point.
And that's it.
And one of the really great things about the non-aggression principle is it gets people talking about sort of the chinks in the armor. If you need a principle that's so ironclad that you can't find anything wrong with it in order to live your life, your life is really messed up.
Right, but like I said, I think the real big problem is defining what really constitutes aggression. And I think that, to me anyway, that dividing line has to be there is really harm done. Physical harm done to a person or to property.
I tend to agree with that. And thank you for the call, Ty. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. You know, the non-aggression principle doesn't prohibit people from being jerks to one another.
Sure.
Doesn't prohibit racism or bigotry or anything else that, you know, I find despicable. So I think it doesn't go far enough. 855, 453. Hour 2's next.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.